Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Lindsey Graham is laying out the timetable for confirming President Trump's nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court, federal judge Amy Coney Barrett. Graham told Fox News that confirmation hearings will begin on October 12th and that his panel will approve her by October 22nd. That would potentially set her up for a full Senate vote by the end of the month and before Election Day. Graham's comments came after Coney Barrett accepted Trump's nomination at the White House on Saturday.
I fully understand that this is a momentous decision for a president. And if the Senate does me the honor of confirming me, I pledge to discharge the responsibilities of this job to the very best of my ability. I love the United States, and I love the United States Constitution.
Coney Barrett would succeed Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who passed away about a week and a half ago. Maurice Shepard is a political science instructor at Madison College. Maurice, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Rob.
Well, what's your general reaction, first of all, to the nomination, I think mostly expected, at least coming into the weekend, of Judge Amy Coney Barrett?
Again, it's unfortunate that it had to happen because of a death with Ruth Bader Ginsburg passing. But it occurred. And I think in terms of the Republican Senate, again, nothing new here, but in 2016, they made a principal argument making the point that nominating someone and confirming someone for the Supreme Court within a year of a presidential election went against tradition. In 2020, I think the principal aspect of that is gone, and this appears to be politics. But at the same time, there is nothing unconstitutional about it. It just goes against a long tradition in terms of American politics regarding the nomination and confirmation of a Supreme Court justice when we're within a year of a presidential election.
Can you talk about some of the issues you see most at stake that court rulings could most likely be changed on with her confirmation?
Sure. There are a few that just stand right out. One would be, first and foremost, could be if she's, again, confirmed, she's successful and is placed on the bench. There may be, once again, election questions that come up during the 2020 election cycle, election season. There are also the two big ones that stand out. One is in terms of reproductive rights, Roe v. Wade, that is being challenged again in the courts. She may weigh in on that. And also what's called Obamacare. There's a question in terms of, again, the constitutionality of that legislation. She has been critical of Chief Justice Roberts in terms of what she has characterized as his support of the Affordable Care Act. And she, based on some of her past statements and some of her research writings, doesn't necessarily seem to be a strong supporter of it.
Let's take each of those in turn. I want to give a listen to Democratic Senator Cory Booker, one of the Democrats, saying that Judge Barrett should commit to recuse herself from any election-related cases that could wind up before the Supreme Court if she's confirmed in time. Here's Senator Booker on NBC yesterday.
I'm going to make it very clear. One of the things I want to ask her is, will she recuse herself? Because if she does not, in terms of any election issues that come before us, because if she does not recuse herself, I fear that the court will be further delegitimized. In other words, President Trump has said, I will not accept the result of the election unless I win. I'm going to push it to the Supreme Court. And oh, by the way, during the election, I'm going to put somebody on the court as well.
Do you think this will be a big topic of conversation, in the confirmation hearings?
Yes, it will be. And it depends in terms of the Supreme Court justices sort of recusing themselves. Justice Kagan, for example, she recuses herself when cases come before the court regarding the Affordable Care Act, because she was actually in the Obama administration when that was sort of working its way through. So there will be a discussion on that. The record on this, though, quite honestly, is that for most U.S. Supreme Court justices, recusing themselves, it's rare. It doesn't happen an awful lot, even if there is almost a blatant appearance of a conflict.
We're talking to Maurice Shepard, political science instructor at Madison College, looking at President Trump's nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court. You also mentioned the Affordable Care Act. There's a case coming up. It was scheduled for right after the election in mid-November. Oral arguments scheduled to begin in this legal challenge to Obamacare. Came from states. It's being backed by the Trump administration. It would effectively overturn the Affordable Care Act, all the bits of it, as I understand it. So this Supreme Court seat could be a big deal in that decision, Maurice.
Yeah, and what's interesting here is, again, there may be constitutional legal arguments against it, but there's also sort of a Democratic argument that can be made for the Affordable Care Act, that there was a candidate who ran for the presidency and won the presidency and put in place, put forward legislation. It's now the law. And it still remains the law, and that voters have had a number of opportunities, again, to voice their opinion on this, and the Affordable Care Act sort of remains. There's a question in terms of, for the court in the, is it in the business of making policy or interpreting? One of the interesting things here regarding Justice Barrett is, if she is, once again, successfully placed on the court, is Justice Antonin Scalia, that she clerked for about 1 year, I think it was between 1998 and 1999, he would regularly make the argument that the court is not here to make legislation, that is up to, again, sort of elected officials and Congress and that sort. So this will become interesting. Does she side with the court actually making policy? In some cases, some would argue negating the democratic will of the people.
Now, the Biden campaign has already talked about this part of the story with the Supreme Court, emphasizing the impact this could have on health care. We saw Democrats run pretty well on health care in 2018 in congressional elections. Do you think that this is going to be a main point that the Biden campaign and Democrats around the country are hitting over the next, 5 weeks or so?
Yes, because going back, the idea in terms of, once again, the federal court system and the courts would be, in terms of the American tradition and the American founders, that the court would be outside of politics. And that's the reason, again, that they receive a lifetime appointment to the position, the U.S. Supreme Court. In this case, again, it could be the court, again, tipping its toe, just as some would argue with Bush v. Gore, putting its toe into the area of politics and policy, in which case there may be an uproar, again, for the court stepping in and trying to legislate to the American people. Again, going back to Bush v. Gore, that challenged the idea that the court was outside of politics. When the Bush v. Gore decision was made, the U.S. Supreme Court was under tremendous pressure, and it actually reinvented itself to become much more transparent because public opinion was greatly against them in terms of, as some had perceived it, that the court selected a president and it wasn't the people actually selecting the new president.
And you mentioned also Roe versus Wade and abortion access in the United States as being another potentially pivotal issue here. Do we know much about this nominee when it comes to abortion rights and willingness to turn around past Supreme Court rulings on it?
Well, in terms of Judge Barrett, her judicial philosophy is as a originalist. And it's similar to Justice Neil Gorsuch. And the idea is that you look at the Constitution in terms of what it actually says, but also with an eye toward what would a reasonable person at the time of the writing of the Constitution, how did they view particular issues? If Judge Barrett follows along the same lines as Antonin Scalia, and Scalia made this point on a number of cases, he believed that it wasn't up to the court to overturn Roe v. Wade, that if the elected officials really wanted that to go away, they could write legislation again to their liking. There have been, in some of her writings and some comments, she seems to have made, again, this is just based on sort of limited writings and comments, that the issue of a woman's right to her body, to make her own decisions, that part may be settled. But what may not be settled is public funding for reproductive rights. So just based on, again, some of her statements and maybe parts of writings and research that she has completed, it's not a done deal in terms of if she is the successful nominee, what her position may be on Roe v. Wade.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Maurice, some Democrats are saying, hey, if Biden wins the presidency and Democrats win the Senate, they should expand the Supreme Court to retake the majority or balance out the court. The number 9, I guess, isn't in the Constitution when it comes to the Supreme Court. Biden, though, has opposed doing that, at least in the past. Do you think this is going to be, again, in that hypothetical scenario of Democratic wins, is this going to be a big debate?
I think it will be. There will be a continued debate. There's an ongoing debate with the Supreme Court in general. There are some that argue, again, that maybe 9 justices, given the caseload that they have, the caseload increases and also the caseload becomes much more complex. So there is an argument, even outside of, once again, current events, to somehow look at reforming the Supreme Court, maybe, again, adding more justices to handle the increased caseload. Also, maybe term limits, that you don't have a situation where you have individuals who are living their life's dream, but, you know, it may be, again, having term limits may be better for the court in terms of having turnover, getting new judges, justices on the court, new ideas, a fresh perspective.
Maurice, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thank you, Rob.
Maurice Shepard is a political science instructor at Madison College. We talked to him about the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court and the upcoming confirmation battle.